Hey, my name is Denise, and welcome back to Road to Happiness. For this first episode, I thought it would be of great importance to talk about something that will be popping up every once in a while, and maybe explain some of my thoughts or why I do some things that I will do. And that topic is my mental illness, which is called borderline. And before I start with this, I want to put out a trigger warning because I will talk about everything that comes with mental illnesses, which is, I don't know, everything. So it includes self-harm and suicide, I guess. So if you're sensitive to those topics, then you might want to be careful with listening to this, or you might not listen at all. But yeah, I've put it out there, so let's get started. Borderliners are aggressive, bored, and unstable. I have heard this prejudice a lot of times in my life, and I want to talk about my experience on borderline. So we should start with when I discovered I had it. So when I was like 14, in school we were asked to pick a mental illness to write about, because when you're going through puberty there's a lot of stress, and mental illnesses are just a topic in school, or at least in my school they were. So we had to write an essay about some, and I wanted to pick eating disorders, as I was suffering from anorexia at the time. But unfortunately, because I was a loner, only one classmate was left, and she insisted we write about borderline because her brother suffered from it, so she had experience, so she knew about it, which I get, because if you know about something, then it's easier to write about, I guess. But I was 14, I had no idea what borderline was. I knew about depression, I knew about eating disorders, and I guess that was it. I had no clue what it was, and I'm pretty sure some of you have no idea as well. But writing about it, I more and more realized that was all me. I was this, and I had this. And for those of you who don't know, borderline is a personality disorder, and it's also known as emotional unstable disorder, which I'm sure explains a lot about it. The official definition is, this is a mental illness characterized mainly by a long-term pattern of unstable relationships, a disoriented sense of self, and strong emotional reactions. I got this from the internet, so I hope this explains it. Back to the story though. So my classmate's brother was aggressive, bored, unstable, basically everything said above and more, and everything that you can find online about borderline, basically. I am not. I am quiet, social, and I like to believe I am stable. I like to believe it. And I went to specialists to see if I really had borderline, and it turned out I do. And I asked them about the symptoms that you can find online, and they told me that there are those kind of borderliners, and they're the quiet borderliners, which you can Google about if you're interested. It's basically just what I explained. Yeah, I would like to say for myself that my borderline is a light one. I have, however, not met another borderliner in my life, so I don't know about that. Borderline personality disorder, as the name says, is a personality disorder. Life is hard and it's a struggle. I saw a quote once that said, people with borderline are like people with third degree burns over 90% of their bodies. Lacking emotional skin, they feel agony at the slightest touch or movement. And personally, I felt that quote describes it really well. I don't know how well people without borderline understand this specific illness, because it's hard to deal with, I guess. And you never know when a borderliner will snap and what they will say or do, and you never really know how to feel, even if you think you do. I promise you, most likely, you have no idea. And to me, it's kind of annoying. Like, this sounds so awful, but whenever I explain some situations I'm in to my friends, Some of them know I have it, some of them don't. Whenever I explain something, they're like, you're so overdramatic. Even the ones that know. And sometimes when they don't say that, they say, I know how you feel. And let me just say, maybe you know that I'm sad, but you have no clue how I feel. And this sounds so awful because, I don't know, it just sounds awful to me. Because you should never tell someone you know how to feel. But borderliners feel it like 90% worse than normal human beings. At least 90% worse. So you have no clue how I feel. And when I'm sad or angry about something, you can't even imagine how I feel because you don't experience this feeling in that kind of way that I do. So it kind of annoys me when people say that. I mean, I know that they don't mean worse or they don't mean bad by it, but it just annoys me. I don't know. And for me, borderline is like something's missing. Like, life is a huge puzzle and one piece just cannot be found. And it's an endless search for that damn piece. And I can find it. And borderline is a black and white world, for me at least. And I have read that most borderliners don't take this part as strict or only take it strict when they're splitting. But for me, I like to see my world in order and I like to believe in the good and in the bad. And I don't want there to be an in-between. Because I can deal with that. I struggle to accept that people are both good and bad. I want them to be just one. And I'm going to give you an example here. Every borderliner has an FP, a favorite person. That is a person that the borderliner relies on heavily. And even sometimes we idolize them to an extent. And for me, I think of my FPs as basically the most flawless and perfect humans on this planet. And I know they're normal, basic humans. I know it. I'm aware of it. But to me, they are so much more and they can do wrong in my eyes. But because they're just normal people, they make mistakes and they do things that hurt others and they can hurt me. And when my favorite person hurts me, I am so disappointed. Even though I know it's normal. Like, I know it and I hate myself for this, but like, I am so aware of this not being anything bad. Like, if, I don't know, if you just are late to a meeting, it just hurts me so bad and I hate you. This sounds awful, but I just, in that moment, I do. Because to me, and in my eyes, you can't care about me and love me and hurt me, which is ridiculous. I know, because I know that this is possible and I know that it happens to everyone because everyone is human, everyone makes mistakes. But that's just how my brain works. And yeah, I don't know if this makes sense to anyone who doesn't have borderline, but that's just how it is for me. And when that situation happens, then I snap and I say the worst things ever, because in that moment I feel hate. And even though I do love that person so much, in that moment I can do that. And it's just a few minutes sometimes, I guess 10 minutes maximum, I have no idea. It's not a lot, and sometimes it's like 2 minutes. And then I regret it all instantly. Of course I regret it and I hate myself for it, but because I say hurtful things, my favorite person doesn't always forgive me as easily as I would like him to. Which is totally understandable because I said awful things to them and yeah, I get it. I wouldn't do that if anyone said that to me, I guess. For me, it's very hard to trust and I don't struggle in finding friends and talking to people. But I struggle to keep the contact steady. I think of myself as shy, but whenever I approach some people, or, for example, when I switched classes a few years back, people told me that I wasn't shy at all. And I was like, what do you mean? I'm like the shyest person on the planet. But yeah, apparently I don't struggle finding friends, but I do not message them a lot. I have a group chat with a few of my friends, and they always complain about me not texting in there. And on Twitter, when people are having those cute ass friendships, I never DM people back because I always forget about it and I hate myself for it. But yeah, that's just how it is. And sometimes I just don't like to message people because I don't want to seem annoying. And yeah, I guess that's just it. And some things to understand about borderline personality disorder is that people with borderline personality disorder have overactive frontal lobes. If you don't know what that is, those are the things that control your emotion and memory. And we even experience pain similar to how others feel when they lose a loved one. And we experience feeling like that almost daily over super minor things. Like not texting back after we said I love you, or just the tiniest thing ever. Like, we're dramatic, I guess you could say. But that's just how we are. And we don't choose that. We can't help it. And sometimes we test others by pushing them away, which is not a good thing, but we do it. And our moods change a lot, and they change rapidly. And something to remember is that this is not your fault most of the time, unless you made a mistake, then obviously, but like most of the time it's not. We just feel a lot, and when we get attached to someone, it can make those feelings a lot more intense. Since we do feel so intensely, we also feel the good emotions like happiness or love at extremely large proportions. And people with borderline are often exceptionally enthusiastic, joyful, and loving. However, we may feel overwhelmed by negative emotions, like experiencing intense grief instead of just basic sadness, or rage instead of annoyance, or I don't know what. And when a person with borderline tells you that they're suicidal, no matter how many times in a month, in a week, in a day, take it serious, because they mean it. Borderline is extremely, extremely painful, because we can shut our mind off and our mind is going in waves of 30 seconds. Like, we could be happy and 5 seconds later we could be in the worst state of mind ever. Borderline for me is an extremely struggle, like every day a struggle with it. And I fight with myself and who I would like to be, and sometimes I'm really bad, and sometimes I'm really worse than bad. I don't know. It's not easy. Borderline is like not being fully yourself, because you're not. It's like you can't even fully be yourself if someone else doesn't love you. But at the same time, it's hard to believe that people could ever do that. And borderline is hard to cope with, and it exhausts you and it drains you in every way possible. And the worst part about it is that it cannot be healed. And sometimes when I'm feeling good, this sentence just randomly pops back into my mind and just tells me, like, hey, you're happy and you're fine right now, but it won't last. And then it just ruins it all. And because I don't want to end this on a sad note, here's some cool things about people with borderline. We strongly value our relationships and our friendships because we are extremely loyal people. And if we trust you, then we do trust you a lot and we love you. We can read emotions very well. We notice the slightest bit of energy change if you talk to us, or even just over text, we notice it immediately. And we see the world the way no one else does, because we have just weird minds and weird thoughts. So yeah, we're also really creative, and we're also fun to be around because we always find new interests and hobbies, because we cannot, for the love of God, stay stuck on one thing that interests us. We change it every month. If even we can stay interested in something that long. But yeah, we are open for everything, I guess. We love finding new hobbies and getting obsessed over things every day, basically. So yeah, I hope that was kind of a good episode and that you enjoyed it and that you liked it and that you learned something. And since that is out, I can hopefully record the other episodes of this podcast, and maybe some of you will understand some things about my thoughts and actions a little bit better now. Thank you for listening, and until next time, bye!